Do we have levels? Yes, we do. All righty. Oliver Burrows with us right now. Public access, this is one of those topics I know you've been watching and following behind the scenes and getting involved with, not only with your congregation, but with your government projects as well. You had mentioned to this committee that you would like to get more involved with the marketing plan and helping the producers. Can you go into detail a bit there?
Absolutely, Larry. I have an MBA in marketing. I have also worked in our ministerial association with our Acts Ministry Radio. I run the website there and been involved in the Acts Ministry television network on the tangentially. The biggest problem we have right now is, first of all, we could possibly still get a third channel, Larry. That's one for public, one for education, one for government. I'm working on a university project right now where I would like to be able to prepare, even though it's going to be a non-accredited university, to prepare programming that would be educational in nature. Having that extra programming, which would work best on an education-only channel as opposed to an education government, is one thing that I want to bring to the table. Secondly, as I told the City Council tonight, you take a look at all the places where Wausau Area Access channels are broadcast, and you will see a number of cities 60, 70 miles away. So there's opportunities to go into those marketplaces and bring programming from them because they're going to be seeing it locally, even though it's being produced in Wausau. The big challenge, Larry, is they've got 15 hours a week. These two gentlemen are technically programmers. They're part-timers. They're excellent people, but their primary skills are in programming, in developing, in editing, and dealing with those technical features. Ever since John Jordan left, when the channels went largely dark on 31 January 2010, there's been nobody to really manage the stations. And the biggest problem we have right now is, unlike any other city department in Wausau, the mayor contends that he's the manager of Wausau Area Access channels. It's the only department where we have a politically elected official running the departments. So hopefully the Public Health and Safety Committee will be allowed to take jurisdiction over the access channels, and they will be able to help them get policies, procedures, and we have to look toward getting a 501c3, a not-for-profit organization, Larry, because I've already talked to some of the granting people, and they don't want to get involved with something that's really run by the city. And that's something where we're really dealing, if you will, with a jurisdictional issue. Will the city of Wausau maintain ownership but contract, as Marshfield has done, with a for-profit company or with a not-for-profit organization to take care of the marketing and operation?
How do you see the marriage or the cooperation between the 501c3 you propose and the management of the channels themselves? Because I understand that they can't run the nonprofit because it is city run, but there is a technical way to do it. How do you propose
that? Well, that becomes, to use the Marshfield model example, they get monies straight from the city of Marshfield to that for-profit organization. Obviously, there's some seed money needed. But what is not going to work easily, according to the people that I've talked to, is to have a city-run channel with people giving money because it's owned by the government. I should say run by the government. That's the issue. When it's run by the city of Wausau, it's much more difficult to get grant money. If you have a 501c3 contracting with the city still has ownership, but the operations is coming under the control of another entity, which can get grant monies and can go out and seek sponsorships and do other things that right now, with 15 hours a week, the two part-time employees, they can't do that. And that's 15 hours a week between the two of them. That's 7 hours a week. Now, you tell me how much work they can do with that number of hours to go out into the community to actually market. And the answer is not much.
Anything you want to add today?
Well, I think this is a very positive step. I thank Lisa Rasmussen and Romy Wagner for taking this on. And I'm very, very pleased to have the opportunity to try to work with this because, you know, we do have Greater Wausau here. We have Schofield. We have Rothschild. We have Rib Mountain. Other villages, cities, towns. And everybody's got to get together in this and pull the oars together. Otherwise, the boat's just going to go around in a circle, and we can't afford that.
One of the things I learned from Chris Dickinson is that I'll edit that. One of the things I learned from Dave Dickinson is that the charter franchise fees coming in are way over what's being spent on this budget, and it appears that the actions of this committee, and should council approve it, would take some of that money right back to where it really was intended to go.
Well, you see, this is where people need to understand the history, Larry. Until 2008, there were monies called PEG, Public Education Government. Those monies largely paid the $90,000 to $120,000 a year budget of Wausau Area Access Channels. When those monies went away, and there had to be legal action to recover some of them, the channels went into a position where basically they took no new programming and they were operated with administrative personnel inserting DVDs or VCR tapes into the system from 2010 till late last year. And that's when they found suddenly $15,505, and we don't know how they found it, because all the monies went into the general fund that were still left over. If we take a look at what was one of the community people, Deb Ryan, just said, there should have been, under fund accounting, a fund set up for the cable access channels, with the franchise revenues going into that fund and the expenses being paid out of it. That's my understanding of fund accounting, and I've taught accounting. The bigger problem is that that wasn't done, and now people are pointing out that maybe we should, because we're getting approximately $350,000 in Wausau from cable franchise fees, and only $47,000 is actually going in the proposed budget to the channels. That's still $300,000 that's going into other things that I found out in public session last August from Marianne Grote, the finance director, are going into public safety, fire, police, and things like that. And she said it in a public meeting. So right now, those monies that are coming in from cable franchise fees are plugging holes elsewhere in the city budget.